The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, September-October 2026. The theme of this issue is the Book of Proverbs. In the beginning, the Book of Proverbs contains much wisdom applicable to the growth of the new creation. An extraordinary insight comes from Proverbs 4:23, which admonishes the reader to guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it. This issue considers seven proverbs that help us better understand how the Christian may guard the heart, showing how it may be protected, disciplined, and more fully shaped according to the will of God. Guarding the heart lays the groundwork by examining Proverbs 4:23 and the biblical meaning of the heart. It considers the heart as the seat of the affections, the center of the will, and the core of identity. The article shows that guarding the heart involves more than outward conduct. It requires bringing our affections, will, and identity under God's rule and the transforming work of Christ. Accepting rebuke examines Proverbs 9:8 and contrasting responses to correction shown by the scoffer and the wise man. It shows that one important way to guard the heart is to remain humble, teachable, and willing to receive reproof. When received in the spirit of wisdom, correction becomes a blessing that helps preserve the heart in righteousness. Wisdom for guarding the heart examines Proverbs 12, verse 10, and shows that mercy must be guided by God's righteousness. What appears compassionate may be spiritually harmful when it is excusing sin, avoids necessary correction, or shields the flesh from truth. True mercy seeks repentance, healing, and restoration. Soft words in a harsh world draws on Proverbs 15 verses 1 through 2 to show how our words reveal the condition of the heart. Guarding the heart includes governing the tongue, speaking with grace, offering encouragement, and using even necessary correction with wisdom and love. The wise learn from the wise considers Proverbs 13:20 and reminds us that companions and influences play an important role in shaping the heart. Guarding the heart includes listening to wise counsel, learning from biblical examples, avoiding corrupting influences, and seeking God's blessing from a clear conscience. The importance of self-control examines Proverbs 16:32 and Paul's image of the disciplined athlete. Self-control is essential for guarding the heart and for training the Christian's thoughts, desires, words, and actions to submit to the rule of righteousness. Letting God direct our steps concludes the issue by considering Proverbs 16, verse 9, balancing thoughtful planning and humble submission to God's overruling will. Guarding the heart means holding our plans with open hands. Trusting the Lord to direct each step toward spiritual maturity and Christ-likeness. It is our prayer that each believer in Christ diligently seek to develop a Christ-like heart and guard it as it continues to grow.